Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you wondering what are the right habits for you? Well, today I'm going to be your coach and guide you through this. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take back control of your self-confidence. So, over the years, and well, recently, why did I decide to make this episode today? Well, I was just thinking about it, and I see all these things on social media, and I'll have all these conversations with coaches, other coaches out there. I network a lot. I coach a fair few clients located in different countries. So it's always interesting working out time zones. But anyway, the point is I talk to a range of individuals and I'm always learning. And it got me thinking, what are the right habits like of people? And really, I know this from my coaching, and it's what's right for the individual. So I wanted to give you an episode today because there's always going to be debates on you should do this, should do that. Should being a very dangerous word, because when we say should to something, it usually means we may or may not do it. But when it's a must, we do it. But I really wanted to talk about this today because over my experience of personal growth, I've heard many different things in terms of my self-improvement and improving my confidence. What are the right things to do? What are the right things to hit my goals? How do I become a better writer? How do I become a better podcast? How do I become an awesome coach? An even more awesome coach. Always frame something in that way, by the way. Say, how do I become more awesome? Because that frames it in a way that you're already awesome. So that's just one tip on a side note. But anyway, I've tweaked my routines. I've chopped and changed it, my rituals, my habits. And just thought, okay, that's the best approach. Actually, no, that's not right. Actually, no, I like this. So I'm always chopping and changing things which are the best fit for me. I may hear something off someone I'm listening to and think, wow, that's a really good idea. I'm going to try that. There are obviously some general principles that are good for people, like exercising and eating well and trying to be mindful, goal setting, organizing yourself, not overdoing it, getting the right people around. You know, I could reel out a list for you. But what I want to do today is really guide you through a process. Okay, so what are yours going to be? What are going to be the right habits for you? Well, like I said, there's lots out there. There's people say you've got to meditate every day. You've got to journal every day. You've got to exercise every day. You've got to visualize every day. You've got to work on your focus every day. What may work for someone else may not necessarily work for you. And I think that's so, so key. So, for example, I know that Jay Shetty is an incredible speaker and influencer out there. If you don't know Jay, he's like one of the biggest names in personal growth. Don't want to compare, but like him, you know, Tony Robbins is pretty big, but Jay Shetty's pretty big up there anyway. But Jay Shetty meditates 2 hours every morning. That is not me. Like, you could say, well, why don't you put the effort in, Johnny? Well, because what's right for one person may not work for another person. Now, there are certain things and strategies and tools that we can try and trial different things. But it's always about what's going to make you, going to be of the most benefit to you whilst you can enjoy it. So what I want to do as your coach today is guide you through a few questions. Now, I like to coach people into finding their own answers because I give lots of advice out there, lots of tips, but it's really, you've got to ask yourself the right questions in your life to get your answers. And if you listen to the episode I was talking to with Venu, who's a wonderful, amazing coach, she's been one of mine, actually one of my mentors in the neuro encoding world, in because I'm qualified neuro encoding specialist, but she is a phenomenal coach. And I was just on a session with her and a few others the other day, and the way she kind of gets us to think is just amazing. That's just another thing that came off my head. But when I've coached people, like, I can provide tools, I can provide ideas, but it's really the questions you ask people to get them to come to their own answers, which is key. And that's what I want to do more today with you. Give you some questions to get you thinking about actually what are going to be the right habits for you in your life. And I want you to go away and I want you to write down these three questions and answer them. Okay. So the first question is, well, what are your outcomes? What do you want to feel or experience in your life? What do you want? And I always divide it into five areas. What do you want? What's your outcome in terms of your physical health? What's your outcome in terms of your mental or emotional health? What's your outcomes in terms of your relationships? And you could split these down even more. What's your outcomes in terms of your spiritual health? What's going to fill you up? That means what's your purpose? What really lights you up? And what's your outcomes in terms of your finance or your business or your job? What is your outcome out of those? Okay. Ask yourself that to begin with. And that might take a little bit of time to ponder. Okay. And you can set goals, but why I use the word outcome is because that's how, what's the results you really want? What do you want to really feel and experience rather than just a target you're looking after, which should be the goal? I want you to look bigger. What do you want to experience and why? Okay, so that's the first question, what are your outcomes? And it is leading into what, therefore, are the right habits for you. The second question is, what do you enjoy? Okay, so what's fun for you? Like I just said, I don't want to meditate. I don't even want to meditate for 30 minutes. I do little bits of meditation. But for me, doing a kind of priming walk, I'm difficult to sit still, actually. I'll be totally honest with you. So I'm more of a walk and think of ideas kind of person, except when I'm recording podcasts, I'm all right sitting down then. But I don't want to sit still and meditate. So I do other things. I go around and do mindful walks or meditative walks. I like to prime and flood in really good emotions into my system as much as possible. What do you enjoy? And just write down your answers. What are the kind of little habits or routines that you genuinely enjoy? Not that you think you should, I'm doing an inverted commas, do, but what do you actually enjoy? And then the final question is, what can I take from others? What can I model? So there may be some ideas that you think, wow, okay, I want to be a writer, for example. So my role model, so if J.K. Rowling, just top of my head with you example, as a writer, what are some of the habits, the rituals she does, and how can I take that into my life? Now, hers is probably going to be writing for a certain amount of day. Now, if you like writing, you probably are going to enjoy that kind of thing, even if it's tough at times. But just think, what can I learn from other people? And then what you've got is some thoughts written down. And then that's going to help you understand a little bit more about what are going to be the right habits for you. The right habits, the right rituals are the things that are going to get you closer to what you want. But I ask the fun questions so you can enjoy it in the process. That's the second question. So you can try and enjoy them as much as possible. So for me, I love going out for a walk. So that's one of the first things I do in the morning. Get up, I do some breathing exercises, because breathing, and if I was to sit still and do the breathing exercises, that'd be less fun. But I like to go for a nice walk around the harbour side. I'm very fortunate to live on the harbour side with some beautiful water to walk around. I haven't fallen in it yet, but you know, that might still happen. Hopefully not, because it's not very nice water. Anyway, I've gone off the point, but I don't know why I started thinking about me falling in the water. Yeah, there are some crazy people around here jumping in the water, but not me yet. Anyway, when I walk around the harbour side, I'm doing my breathing exercises, which actually calms my nervous system and makes me more present and feeling ready for the day. And then I like do some emotional flooding, which is really feeling some good emotions into my system as much as possible. So that for me is good, rather than sitting down for meditating for an hour, which some people do, which fair enough, if that's for them, that's great. So those are the questions I want you to go away and think about in terms of forming your habits. Now, the thing to bear in mind is to not overload yourself with too many habits at once. If you're trying to do too many new things, as I've had to pull myself up for this, I try and go, right, I need to include this, this, and this in my day, and I include really long, complicated things, your brain starts shutting down, going, oh, that's too hard, I don't want to do that. So don't overdo it. So I want you to focus on what you can do. What are going to be the simple habits, the simple rituals for you to do? I've been a massive overthinker, and I'm very much like, oh, what are the right habits? Oh, I need to do this. I'm going to flood in too much. Oh, is that really going to work for my self-esteem, for my self-confidence? Is that really going to work for hitting my outcomes, my goal? So really, you've got to ask what's right for you. And that's what I do. I take on board new ideas. And if someone comes up with something, I think, that'd be really fun. I'd enjoy that. And that sounds like an effective strategy. I will, of course, try it as well. So that's what I've got for you today. But if you'd like to connect some more, come and follow me on Instagram. My handle is at johnny.pardo. I still got a few spaces left for my group coaching as well, which is going to be an 8-week program starting in October, which takes on into consideration things like overthinking a little bit, takes on board communicating with confidence in your job or your business. It takes on board self-doubt and many, many more things. Imposter syndrome, which is obviously same thing as self-doubt, but I take on board many, many different modules, and you have a whole load of range of videos. You'll have a group coaching each week, and you'll get a one-on-one with me. So if you'd like to learn more about that, come and find me on one of my social media platforms, probably Instagram's the best one, and just message me, just saying the word coaching. That's all you've got to do. So I look forward to hearing from you then. You can also find me on Facebook or LinkedIn. Just type in Johnny Pardo to find me on there. So I'll see you on the platform soon, or whichever one you reach out, and I look forward to hearing from you. So thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share this with your friends and family and give this a rating, just so we can reach more people together. Thank you so much if you've done so already. I appreciate you, and make that decision to take control of your self-confidence.